Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Wisdom Hunter, a novel, by Randall Arthur, narrated by Scott R. Pollock. Part 1, 1971 to 1972. 1. Jason cleared his throat. His wife knew what was coming next, and the pain within her rose again. At every evening meal for the last 515 days, he had prayed aloud for their daughter, always working his way slowly through the prayer, emphasizing each word as if to prove his sincerity.
"Oh God," he said tonight, "wherever Hannah might be right now, we ask that she'll know your protection. Thank you for watching over her. And thank you even more that one day you'll honor our faith and bring her home."
He paused as if to arrest the Almighty's attention, then continued with a faltering voice.
Just make it soon. We miss her.
Lying on the living room couch, Hannah Friedman proudly realized once again that she was the reason Cody had emerged from his loneliness. He was absolutely consumed by her, and the thought was enthralling. Admiring her diamond-studded wedding band, she gratified herself with the reminder that Cody always treated her like a princess, as if by royal decree she had somehow granted him a new life. At this very moment, alone in their suburban Miami home, she could feel his infatuation. It lingered in every room, echoing in the easy recall of Cody's loving words and embraces. Hannah turned heavily upon her side, the baby in her womb preventing her from rolling all the way over onto her stomach. She smiled. It was like a fairy tale. She and Cody had met only 10 months ago. She, a runaway, not yet 18, and he, a well-bred 25-year-old professional. Now they were together forever. How could it be real? How could they have it so good? She reached over her head, retrieving from behind her a framed photograph of Cody that sat alone on the end table. The picture had been taken only weeks before she met him. It was the same handsome face, the same green-eyed, ash-blonde man who was now her husband. But he had been so different then. There was a smile on the face, but it was hiding a sense of loss that had governed his life ever since the death of his parents in a plane crash 2 years earlier. From that seemingly unshakable disorientation, she had rescued him. Likewise, Cody had taken her from a miserable existence and placed her on a lofty pedestal of fulfillment beyond her wildest dreams. Her spirit soared with gratefulness as she pressed the photograph to her chest. Lost in blissful thoughts, she relived for the thousandth time the nonstop passion of the last 10 months. First, the explosive romance, the instant chemistry, like gunpowder contacting fire. Then came the unplanned but welcomed pregnancy, followed by the exchange of wedding vows 7.5 months ago. Every day had been glorious. If she could live all of it over, she would not change a single detail. A wall clock across the room began to chime the hour, and Hannah closed her eyes and stilled her thoughts to listen. 4 o'clock. It was 4 o'clock, Friday afternoon, December 15th. The Christmas spirit with its commercialism was in full swing, and she, Hannah Friedman, had everything in life a woman ever dreamed of. A large and beautiful home, a flaming love life, and emotional security. In only 40 minutes, her lover would be home from a day's work at his veterinary clinic, ready for their usual early and intimate dinner together. And in only 14 days, according to the doctor's calculations, she and Cody would cuddle their first child. She lifted the photograph and contentedly stared through tears at Cody's picture. For the first time in her 18 years, she knew what it was to live and to love. She slowly reached over her head and carefully returned the photograph to its place. She contemplated getting up from the couch, but due to an early morning burst of energy, she had already put in a full day of cleaning house and baking Christmas cookies, and the work had left her exhausted. Her small frame, now carrying an extra 26 pounds, simply refused to rise. At 4:40, Cody came in the back door. He slipped quickly through the kitchen, moving his 6'3", 170-pound athletic body with the fluidity of a cat, and began singing, "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to live with a blue-eyed Georgia girl. Hey!" On the living room couch, Hannah awoke from her light sleep and broke into a smile as Cody continued singing heartily off-key. "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to love my blue-eyed Georgia girl." When Cody poked his head around the corner, Hannah was applauding. "Co," she said, extending tired but inviting arms, "you can love this blue-eyed Georgia girl any time you want to." Like a moth to a flame, Cody was drawn into her arms. Kneeling on the plush gray carpet beside her, he kissed her full, moist lips as if he had been starving for her for weeks. When he finally withdrew, he looked into her eyes and said with intensity, "Hannah, you are so beautiful, even when you're tired." So often before, he had told her she was beautiful, and had never stopped even after her pregnancy began showing. Spreading her arms playfully like wings, Hannah nodded toward her body. "You like it, huh?" Cody smiled his reply, then ran his fingers slowly through her long, thick, auburn hair. "Hannah," he moaned in earnest, "I'm missing you bad." "How much?" she asked with delight. "You really want to know?" "Yeah." Cody grinned. "Well, I'll tell you. I accidentally gave overdoses of antibiotics to 4 different dogs today and killed them all," he joked, "simply because I couldn't get my mind off you. All I've done today is dream about being with you." Feeling aroused, Hannah slowly pulled him into another fiery kiss. It took every ounce of self-control Cody could muster to keep from going further. When Hannah finally released him, he fell reluctantly to the floor and stretched out on his back. "Just you wait," he said with gusto, "till we're able to be together again. I'm going to make it unforgettable." Hannah laughed seductively. "Are you sure you can hold out until then?" With surprise, she watched Cody's mood turn sober. He rose to kneel beside her again and took her hands in his. "Hannah, if I had to, I'd be willing to wait the rest of my life for you." There was no doubt in Hannah's mind that he meant every word. She felt his sincerity as certainly as if it were rain pouring down on her. Instinctively, she pulled him into another tight embrace. "Cody," she confided in his ear, "this will be the best Christmas I've ever had. And the reason is you." After dinner, Cody raved as Hannah placed the tray of Christmas cookies on the dining room table beside him. "Better looking than mother's used to be," he said. Taking a bite, he nodded, "And every bit as good." An LP of instrumental Christmas music was playing softly in the background. Hannah sat down to hear Cody finish telling her about his day, setting a German Shepherd's broken leg, diagnosing an old tomcat that was refusing to eat, bobtailing a 4-day-old boxer, and giving an array of shots. "And Mrs. Gravett brought in her Dalmatian again," he said, then paused. "And?" Hannah asked. "And it should be the last time." He smiled with satisfaction. "He's fully recovered, and Mrs. Gravett is as happy as any client I've ever had." "She should be," Hannah reassured him. "That dog was nearly dead 2 months ago when she first brought him to you. It was a miracle anyone could save him. But what can I say? You're the best."
"Well, maybe not the best, but..."
Cody tucked his thumbs beneath imaginary
Sample complete. Ready to continue?